Congressional Democrats are ramping up their calls for increased gun control, but critics call it political posturing. Pennsylvania Republican Senator Pat Toomey, who's running for re-election next year, looks to be sponsoring one of the only measures that can garner bipartisan support. But Democratic leaders are not consulting him, as WHYY's Washington correspondent Matt Laszlo reports.
In the wake of recent mass shootings, Democrats have been holding high-profile press conferences on gun control at the Capitol. Senator Pat Toomey put his neck out a couple years ago by pushing a provision to modestly tighten background checks. You'd think Democrats would reach out to this Republican in their latest efforts. Most haven't been, which Toomey says shows they're not serious.
The only way we're actually going to be successful is if it's bipartisan and balanced. If the Democrats want to just make it, politicize it, that doesn't get us any progress.
In 2013, Toomey teamed up with West Virginia Democrat Joe Manchin on the background check bill. Facing intense lobbying from the NRA, it failed by 6 votes. Toomey says he's still behind the effort, even if gun rights groups oppose it.
I still fully support the approach that Senator Manchin and I pursued, and I continue to discuss with him and others how we might go forward.
Democrats' latest push ranges from keeping guns out of the hands of people under a restraining order to tightening federal background checks. Even Senator Manchin admits his party's leaders are playing with the issue.
Everything here is politicized. Everything in Washington is politicized.
Manchin says if Democrats want a policy solution and not just a campaign issue, they need to start reaching across the aisle.
I'm here basically telling you, the Manchin-Toomey bill was introduced 2.5 years ago. It was bipartisan then, it's bipartisan now. It'll stay bipartisan. And I've talked to Pat, we're working it hard. We still have our Republican support that we had before, we just need more of it.
Republican Senator John Cornyn of Texas has introduced legislation to encourage states to send more data to a federal gun database in the hopes of keeping firearms out of the hands of those suffering from mental illness. It won the support from both the NRA and the National Alliance on Mental Illness. But many Democrats oppose it because the bill would allow some people who were discharged from psychiatric treatment to purchase guns without first having to get approval from a court. Manchin says at the very least, his party should negotiate with Republicans on the bill.
How in the world can we expect as Democrats to have Republicans supporting common sense procedures that we're asking for when a Republican puts a common sense procedure and us not as Democrats support it? I'm going to support whatever makes sense and does not take the rights away, the Second Amendment rights of any law-abiding gun owner.
Democrats are ramping up efforts to make guns a part of the 2016 election. Riding the subway underneath the Capitol, Pennsylvania Democratic Senator Bob Casey explains his party needs to win more seats before they can expect to pass gun control measures.
Some of it can play out here, but I think it's mostly going to be about what happens in elections. 2016, 17, 18, those.
Former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg is promising to spend some $50 million in the election to further gun control, which Casey says will have an impact.
Because for years, the side that said no more changes, even on mental health, they had a money advantage that I think is starting to, the gap is starting to close. And I think that's going to change. It's going to change the issue. What I don't know is how long does it take.
Many Democrats disagree with the notion they're playing politics with guns. New Jersey Democratic Congressman Bill Pascrell brushes aside the charge.
That's not true. That is not true. Wherever you got your information, we're working behind the scenes, in front of the scenes, to put some reasonable gun legislation together.
For many Democrats, especially in the House, the political math just doesn't add up. Congressman John Carney from Delaware says his party needs to focus on mental health issues because gun control is a non-starter in the Republican-controlled chamber.
Nothing's going to happen here in the House. They won't put a piece of legislation on the floor.
Immigration, the economy, and unrest overseas are dominating the election so far, which means gun control may be relegated to the backseat once again. That won't stop both sides from spending millions of dollars on the issue, though. For WHYY News, I'm Matt Laszlo in Washington.